Spilling the tea on Hollywood's A-listers.
Kardashians.
I have met every single one.
Exposing scandals.
Because she's not a good person, but either is he.
Digging the dirt.
Is she a diva? Yes.
And finding out what's going on behind the scenes.
Yelling at cast members.
Yes.
It was a script.
No.
His identity is a secret.
But his stories have been proven right time and time again.
This is Enty.
He's here from the bright lights of Hollywood to the one light of Rotorua. Come on in, Enty. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. We're traveling. We're on the road at the moment, mate. We're in a small town called Rotorua, which will mean absolutely nothing to you.
It absolutely does. It have a bunch of hot springs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Is there nothing that you don't know?
You know, that just came out of my head. I got to tell you, I did a report on New Zealand when I was in the fourth grade, and for some reason, that just kind of stuck out.
Yeah, well done.
That would have been a bleak report to do. Hey, it's lovely to have you on, Enty. It's been a big week. We want to kick it off with Taylor Swift, the stalker who's been arrested. Do you know more about that?
You know, she has a big problem with stalkers. This guy isn't even as bad as somebody that back in May, there was a guy who tried to drive into her building, crashed his car into her building, like then ripped off the intercom system from the building or whatever, saying that he had to talk to her. I think he said that maybe they were married or they had gotten into a fight or something like that. So this most recent guy, he's nothing compared to the guy who tried to drive a car into the building.
Well, listen, and, I apologise, you know, for just it. It got away on me, and I said sorry. I thought this was the same dude. This is a whole other guy.
Yeah, this is a whole different guy. Yeah. So I think that the guy back in May, I think his name was Max or something. It was something like that. It was some kind of strange name. And this one recently is a guy named Joshua. So different guys. But she is no stranger to stalkers, and neither are, you know, a lot of other celebrities in Hollywood.
Scary. How much security would Taylor Swift have? I mean, she must have round-the-clock security, but even with that, I imagine, you know, there's still people trying to get to her.
Yeah, I mean, Taylor Swift does have round-the-clock security. I mean, just it's everywhere, and, you know, she is very well protected because she's got the amount of money that it takes to have that, and she understands that there's a threat against her, a constant threat. So that's just how she is and how she rolls. And that's how you can also tell. One of the things when you have extensive security like that, it kind of also plays against you when you're trying to play the publicity game, because there's no way that you or I are going to get within 3 or 4 feet of her to take a paparazzi photo. It's just not possible. She's got too many security guards. So when you see a photo of her from 3 or 4 feet away or 10 feet away, you know that it's somebody that she let in to take the photo, that it's something that she is agreeing to. Rather than, say, the pictures in the Bahamas with Joe Alwyn that you could tell were taken a half a mile away and are super grainy and everything. Those are real paparazzi photos. The photos when she was dating Tom Hiddleston, where everybody's 10 feet away and they're perfectly centered and everything, those were photos where she had somebody take the photos and then sold them to tabloids.
Right. Do celebrities hire paparazzi photographers?
I would say, back in the days of the Lindsay Lohan, Britney, Paris Hilton, I would say almost nobody hired paparazzi. It was very, very few. Now I would say in this day and age, 90% of all paparazzi photos are actually bought and paid for. Either in a, not necessarily paid for by the celebrity, but hey, you come to my house, you come to the street, you would take the photo, and then if you think you can get money for it, get it. But meanwhile, I'll have, you know, my photo in a tabloid. And it's also pretty obvious. There's some obvious clues. If you see a celebrity walking in the street rather than a sidewalk, then that's generally a paparazzi photo because they want to be the sole person in the photo. And if you're on a sidewalk, that's tougher to do. If they're holding a product that's facing towards the camera, that's generally something that has been planned in advance. Or if you see a caption in the photo in the tabloid that mentions the product's name or something that they're wearing, that's also an indication that they've done that.
Really?
Oh, you're pulling back. You're ruining it for me.
So what? Yeah, are those?
You know, yeah.
I was going to say, the celebrity tours that, you know, you go to Hollywood, you see the little the buses driving around, they go past celebrity houses, they're like, this is where such and such lives, and this is where... Are they the actual houses where the celebrities live? Do people know where the celebrities live? Or are they just saying names of celebrities? Because we don't know. I'm not going to fact check them.
Well, here's... Okay. If you're talking about a celebrity that's generally is dead... then it's generally the house. What they'll do is, like, if you most of the time on the first stops, because they leave from Hollywood and Highland, the first stop is the outside of an apartment that was in Pretty Woman. And that's kind of what they'll do is they'll also show you, say, you know, the Nightmare on Elm Street house, or they'll show you, you know, the Fresh Prince house or something like that, combined with, oh, Frank Sinatra used to live someplace, and this was... And so when they talk about actual celebrities, celebrities move quite frequently, and they don't want to tell somebody where a celebrity lives. So they'll pretend that somebody lived there, or maybe the celebrity lived there for 5 minutes or something like
that.
But it's very rarely where the celebrity lives. And you'll be disappointed if you're looking for up-and-coming celebrities. It's celebrities that were celebrities many years ago, and they'll tell stories about things. You know, this is where Elvis lived. Oh, and Elvis lived here, you know, and then Michael Jackson lived here, or whatever. They'll throw those kind of things in there. But actual real celebrities, it's extremely rare. And, you know, nowadays you can figure out where celebrities live, and so you know that the tours are pretty much BS.
Oh, is anything real anymore? Is anything real? Hey, Thor, Love and Thunder, been released here, directed by Taika, obviously. We are fizzing for it down under. Is it making an impact in the States? Is it blowing up the box office, as they say?
No, I mean, I think it will. I think it comes out here on the 8th, so Friday. Right now, it's Minions is kind of ruling the world for a week. And then, yeah, I imagine that Thor will break all kinds of records. It's one of the few that got the fourth movie, right? So that's pretty rare in the Marvel world. So I think it's gonna be different than a lot of the other Thor movies, but I'm sure everybody's buzzing down there. And I mean, Natalie Portman told a great story about, you know, her and Chris Hemsworth, and how he would go pick up, you know, the kids at school and, you know, have to hide behind poles and stuff. And Natalie, who was picking up her kids at school, would, you know, just walk up in a hat and nobody even recognize her, which, you know, I think I'd be more likely to recognize Natalie than Chris. But, you know, that's just me.
Well, especially if you're like, who's that weird guy hiding behind the power pole?
Outside of school. It's not a great look.
Outside of school, right?
Even if you're Chris Hemsworth. Now, Tom Cruise, 60 years old this week. We've talked a lot about Tom Cruise with you over the last few weeks. So we wanted to know the best birthday party or the best party that you've ever been to. Obviously, Tom Cruise would have been celebrating. What's the best party you've been to over the years?
I got to go to the Vanity Fair Oscar party once. So, I mean, that was probably the biggest. That was probably the best. I've always wanted to go to the Jay-Z Grammy brunch party.
Oh, he does a brunch?
The party. Yeah, he's got a brunch.
Oh, lovely. Eggs Benedict?
Every year. Yeah, but I mean, everybody who goes to the Grammys basically goes to this party, and it's a party that I've always wanted to go to and have not had the opportunity to attend. And then, you know, there's a Joel Silver Memorial Day party, which is a huge, huge deal that everybody always wants to go to. And that's actually harder to get into than the Vanity Fair Oscar party.
Yeah, right. So when you're talking about the Vanity Fair Oscar party, are all the big bangers there? All the big actors? You're wandering around and you're like, oh, there's...
Denzel Washington, or there's Will Smith, or whatever.
There's Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of surreal. You're trying to keep your head on a swivel, but not like, oh my gosh, look at theirs. You know, just over and over and over again. In Hollywood, you get used to, oh, look over there, that's so and so, right? I mean, it happens on a couple of every day, every other day basis. If you're out enough, you just say, oh, there's somebody. But when you're at the Vanity Fair Oscar party, you can't even move without seeing somebody that you go, oh, there's so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. It's a very strange experience.
What's the etiquette? Like, if you go to a party like that, are you allowed to go up and to talk to a celebrity, or does it depend on the celebrity?
Well, I think at a party like that, everything's fair game. You just go and you talk. You do what you want. And I've never really subscribed to the whole don't look in somebody's eyes and don't talk to them. What are you? You you know, you go to the bathroom the same way I do. You know, come on now. Stop yourself, you know. So we will just, I will talk to whoever I want to talk to.
No, I was just going to say, celebrities, they go to the bathroom as well. Did you bump into any actors in the bathroom?
Yeah.
You know, not that I recall. I only went to the bathroom, I think, one time that day, that night. And I don't recall that there was a celebrity in there. So, and I'm trying to think if I've ever run into a celebrity in the bathroom, and I can't say that I have.
But they have in America, so at some places. One place I went to, there was a guy waiting in the bathroom offering cologne and other stuff. Is that a common thing? Does that happen? And but I was like, he's like, what's a cologne? And you have to give him a tip if you want to spray some cologne to go back out.
Is that not a normal thing in New Zealand? You guys never have that?
We don't have cologne sprayers in our bathrooms.
Yeah.
We usually just got a homeless guy huffing on glue.
There is... I don't know. I haven't seen it since the pandemic. But yes, prior to the pandemic, there were a couple of places that did have them. I'm trying to think of any that I think that there were, Katsuya had one, which is a sushi place. And it's a very odd thing, right? To have somebody standing in the bathroom waiting for you to finish going to the bathroom. And then they sell cigarettes for like $1. And, you know, they have the cologne and stuff. And you're like, well, I guess I have the tip. But it's just a strange thing. And I have not seen it since the pandemic. It's always made me very uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're not going to fully relax, are you? When you know there's some guy there standing with a cigarette and cologne. You know,
and
you can't
I've
yourself.
Always wondered if they were there. I've wondered if they're there because it's generally if they're there to keep people from having sex in the bathroom. Or if they're there to keep people from doing other things in the bathroom, and it's under the guise of, here, let me give you a tip. You know, let me do this for you. Because I don't need somebody to hand me a towel in a bathroom.
No, you're dead right. And they'll mop up the mess with a bit of cologne, eh? Bit of Sauvage or something.
Yeah.
Hey, Enty, great to catch up, my friend. You look after yourself over there in America.
Hey, you guys have fun on your trip.